these oak woodlands, they were pretty badly abused over the years, but now that they're coming back, and as you look all around, you see a lot of young oaks that aren't more than about 30 feet high. But we see a few big old oaks. The old oaks always has dead branches and dead spots and hollows. Those hollows provide nesting for birds that became very rare, but now are coming back. Some of the woodpeckers and the western bluebird is coming back, even though the starlings compete. And those beautiful white egrets that we see in working in the wetlands looking for food, they've come back from being on the brink of extinction because they were trapped and shot for their beautiful feathers that went into hats, ladies' hats, at the turn of the century. When my husband and I first became interested in this site, it was way before the preserve was established. The conservancy was barely established as a legal entity, and the preserve had no work done on it to make it accessible to the public. And when there used to be a field, it was a terrible failure. It was too close to the water line. It was muddy. It was messy. The equipment was getting stuck. And they gave up on that. The next thing we saw was they had sculpted the islands on the field. They had actually deepened some parts and built islands out of the dirt they got. So we worked our way in here one day when they were sort of wrapping that up, and the equipment was all set aside and hot and clicking as it was cooling in the evening, and a bunch of egrets flew in and landed in this freshly scored mud and start picking around like egrets do. We were really heartened by this. We just felt like, well, this just shows if you build it, they come. Those were the first natural visitors to the wetlands.